Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries Radio Broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's doing good things. He has a good plan. Be part of it. Be part of the plan of God. He's trying to get His knowledge to you. He's trying to reveal Himself to you. Receive what He's showing you. Receive His word. Let it grow deep in your heart. Deep in your heart. That's the way you, those are the first steps of being part of the plan of God. Because believing on Jesus requires faith. And that faith comes from hearing the word of God. Don't let anything stop you from hearing the word of God. The Lord has good ministers on TV, radio, local churches. People that live the life before you with that you can trust in. Talk to them. Hear them out. When a person comes to you with the gospel, sometimes they're nervous. Sometimes people stop ministering the gospel because the person they're trying to talk to has a mean-looking countenance. But receive God's word. The enemy sets the restrictions. He tries to restrict the gospel from going forward. Sometimes when a person is hearing the gospel for the first time or they're being encouraged to believe God, another person, a third person just walk up and interfere with it. That's because Satan don't want people to know God. He's afraid of what will happen if you get to know God. But God has a plan. We decide whose plan we're going to follow. Is it God's plan or is it Satan's scheme? If we always take the negative road and never learn who God is, we become a part of Satan's scheme through deception or rebellion. Any form of unbelief will cause us to stay in the rut that we're in. Unnecessary. If a person's life is going south, it's totally unnecessary. And the only way to get your life back on track is the Word of God. And He loves you. He's trying to reveal Himself to you. If you're listening to this broadcast, it's not an accident. If somebody told you about the website and you went on and listened to it, it's divine appointment. So you can hear these broadcasts on the newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. If you missed something I said and you want to hear more, go to newlivingletters.com on the audio page and listen to the broadcast according to the first date that it aired. And all of my broadcasts, they air on a Saturday. So the Saturday you heard something that you want to hear, go to that website and you can hear it. Now, from this time forward, all the broadcasts on the website will be at least 28 minutes. It's going to be almost double of what airs on the radio. And I'm doing that by the instruction of the Lord, because sometimes people are hungry and they want to hear His word. And for those that are hungry, God's going to give you more word. And I'm going to follow Him. God is good, folks. He has a plan. Satan's scheme is lousy, but God's plan is good and rich, and it will heal every part of your life now. First, you got to hear God's word. Second step, you got to believe God's word. The third step, you got to do God's word. And it always, always works. Now, last week we were dealing with the parable of the tares and the wheat. This week we're going to start with the interpretation. Now, Jesus talked about the parable of the tares and the wheat, how His enemy sowed evil seeds among the farmers' good wheat. And we made a difference between tares and wheat. Wheat and tares, which is also called a darnel plant, they look alike until they bear fruit. The wheat bears white colored berries. And Donald grows dark blackberries. So, and you don't know them until they grow up. Now, this is the interpretation. Matthew chapter 13, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, the children of the wicked one are tares. But we're focusing on the tares that he sowed among the wheat, because they're the ones that hold things back. They set the church on an awkward pace, on a slow pace of doing God's will. They nullify the things of God. False teaching always nullify the plan and move of God. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't make people do things that they don't want to do. You have to desire. If you want a move of the Holy Spirit, my pastor, we've been talking about this for a few weeks, and it's great. If you want to see God move in your church, you got to yield to the Holy Spirit. If you want to see healing, you got to teach and believe healing. You got to teach it, and you got to believe it and act on it. And you'll see the Holy Spirit help you into healing. If you want a revival, you got to do the same thing. You got to pray for it. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit and make the adjustments he's trying to get you to make and act on what he's saying, and you'll have revival. If you want people to get saved, you got to teach and preach salvation accurately, and you'll see people get saved. You got to preach that Jesus died for it. Simple message. And the Lord will stir up people and anoint them, and you'll see people get saved, and the church will grow. But false teaching stops all that. Because people, if you teach people wrong, they believe wrong, and then they act wrong. Now, every time there was a move of God, Satan was right there to challenge it. The book of Acts is full of stories where God moved and people didn't do God's will right. Now, in Acts chapter 8, Philip went down and he taught the people. Philip was an evangelist. And there was a man named Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Now Philip had went down and preached the word. Now this is Acts chapter 8. Let's back up a little bit. Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which was before time in the same city, used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Satan's people always want to be the one in charge, always want to be the great one, always want the worship. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they gave regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. He was interested in the supernatural, which is a good thing. But continuing, verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Remember, we have the Holy Spirit within and upon. They wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he would be on them so that they could do the work of God. Verse 17, then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said to him, now watch this, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought the gift of the Holy Ghost may be purchased with money. He had believed on Jesus, but he thought he could buy the Holy Ghost. And you don't sin against the Holy Ghost and live. So now at this point, with that kind of thought, you're out the kingdom. Because Peter said, your money will perish with you. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Sin will kill you. You can't just choose God and keep sin. You got to choose God and reject your sin, or you're going to be back in the same condition he was in. And then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And I hope the guy got his mind and his heart right, because it's dangerous to think that you can control the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here to help you. The Holy Ghost is God's spirit. The Holy Ghost is important. He's the administrator of salvation for other people. The Holy Ghost helps you become a lifeline to many multitudes. Don't sin against the Holy Ghost. And don't quench the spirit. If you see somebody moving under the unction of the Holy Spirit, stop. Don't bother them. Don't go up and start another conversation. Don't interrupt. It's not good for you. But people do it anyway. Another situation. Acts chapter 13. See, they kept running into these things because there are tares among the wheat. All right, this is Acts chapter 13, verse 4. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed into Seleucia, and from thence they went to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they perceived the word of God in the synagogues. They preached the word of God in the synagogues to the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isle of Paphos, and they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius, and Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Now watch what Paul did. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Don't play, don't plot against the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 54 said that if anybody rise up against you, you being a righteous man of God, doing God's work and will, your words will condemn those who offend. And that's what happened. That's what you see with Paul. Christians, we are not sitting ducks. We're here to help people. We love people. We believe the Lord's word, and we want redemption for people. We work hard not to provoke violence. But if somebody interrupt your ministry, speak what God puts in your heart and condemn their works and put a stop to it. Because tares are among the wheat, and they don't have a right to do the work, to do the works that they do. Now remember, tares think totally opposite to Christians. Tares come, and they, even if they start out in faith, just like we do, but their heart turns toward the world instead of God, and their logic becomes totally opposite. Now, we love tares. Tares, we can't tell who they are until they do something. One scripture said they left us to prove that they were never with us. They're here. People marry tares and don't know it. Some preachers are tares, and it becomes obvious. Sometimes the deacon boys are tares. And this one church, one preacher said that some churches are deacon possessed. Tares. Not all deacons. There are some that's true. They love God. They pray for people, and the people get healed. They do the work of God. They don't do all the nasty things you hear people do. But some people are wrong. They are nasty. They are tares. And they love the world. They go and commit fornication and think nothing of it. Wrong doctrine. Foolishness. Sometimes, you know, there's a doctrine out there that says once saved, always saved. Well, we just saw that ship sink when Simon the sorcerer, he believed, but he thought he could buy the Holy Ghost. Peter said, your money perish with you. You can be in and you can go out. You're not locked in the kingdom of God. God is not desperate. God loves his people, but he's not desperate. A desperate person, a desperate man, if there's a beautiful woman he wants to marry, and he know that she'll cheat on him, and he marry her anyway, he's desperate. A woman that'll marry a man that'll do anything and sometime beat her up, she's desperate if she marry him anyway. God is not desperate. If you don't want to be on his side, you don't have to. His army is a every part of his army is a voluntary army. Everybody that that joins the kingdom of heaven and believe on Jesus Christ, they did it on their own free will. They were not coerced. They were just told the truth, and they believed it and became a part of it. Nobody made them get saved, because you can't. So if they get saved and say, well, I like the world better, they can go back. Well, that's what tares do. And God won't stop them. He'll plead with them. He'll try to help them. He'll try to help them understand. He'll try to help them grow. He sent them preachers to just like he do to the world. And people meander in and out sometimes. But this is a serious thing. God is not, he's going to do what, he's going to protect the people that love him. He's going to protect his people. He's going to protect his house. He's not going to let tares mess it up. Now, he don't decide who becomes a tare and who becomes a wheat. The tares decided on their own that they love the world more than they love God. It all goes back to the garden. There were two trees. You select one and you reject one. Now, it was the purpose of God was for you to select the tree of life and not touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is rejecting it. Don't eat its fruit. Don't believe its lies. Don't partake of it, period. Leave the world alone. What is the world? The lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That's the world system. Leave it alone. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack, I shall not want. You don't have to lust after people. You don't have to lust after things. You were given the kingdom of God, you can attain things. What's wrong with a man preparing himself financially and marrying the woman of his dreams? A woman that loves him and loves God. You know, they get to live a full life, raise children together without drama. Now, when we marry our wife, we're rejecting all the other women. I told my wife when we got married, I said, I married you, and all the other women in the world got rejected. And it's true. So what I'm saying is, the ways of God, there is no lack. And the person you marry, there's more to people than what we see. God loves us. And when we operate in his love and his wisdom, we can have the richest form of life there is. But if we don't learn the kingdom of God and how it operates, then we're lacking for nothing. Now, the world is not like the church. The world system runs totally in opposition to the church of God, the kingdom of God. So what it's important that we come together and follow God, do his will, love his will, and come to a point that we understand it. Now, 2 Timothy. Oh, where are we at? All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, this is Paul talking. He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Every form of the world system, you need to reject it. Turn away from it. People are this way. "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." This is exactly what tares do. Verse 8. "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth." Resist the truth. Tares resist the truth of their own accord. Nobody make them do it. That's what they want to do, and that's what they do. Now, I'm going to read that again. "Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, who was doing the will of God, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." We have the victory. You don't just get the kingdom, you get victory with it. But you have to believe that fact, and you have to act on it. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution from the world, not God. God don't give you troubles to make you learn like false teachers teach. Persecution comes from Satan. And you got authority over Satan, serpent, scorpion, and all of his power. And even if people get in the way, you can speak like Paul did and stop their works if they interfere with what God has you to do. And you have to do that. Don't let people stop the will of God in your life. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall grow. The word wax here means grow. But evil men and seducers shall grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Sometimes people get hung up on Old English. Old English, they use the word wax instead of grow, because when the candle melts, it, you know, the wax falls down. You know, it, in other words, that just means grow. All right, verse 14. But continue thou also in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And this is your legacy. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be fully doing God's will, well protected and going forward. Don't think that God's just going to protect you because you're doing his will. When God give you an assignment and instruction, you protect it. Tell Satan, you can't stop this work. You can't hinder me from doing this work. And all the people that you will use, you can't use them. Whenever God give me an assignment, I secure that assignment. I don't take for granted that it's just going to go right. No. When he give me the assignment, I protect that assignment the moment I know about it. And then you have to grow in the Lord and learn things so that you can withstand whatever comes down the pipe. It's very important, because there is opposition out there. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to bless those who love his word. Now, on this website, I can only put 28 minutes on the file. That's why it's 28 minutes long. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.